Now you're going to go to a place in your own mind, in your own spirit. We can call the garden. And the way you get centered and focused there is to imagine something, any one single thing. It could be a tree, could be a stream of water, could be a stone, and see it as clearly as you can. And then listen as clearly as you can. Perhaps you can hear the wind through the tree. Perhaps you can hear the sound of the stream. Perhaps a bird is sitting on the stone and you can hear it sing. But hear something as clearly as you can. And touch something as clearly as you can. You might touch the bark of the tree, or put your fingers in the water, or touch the surface of the stone. This is your garden, the garden of your own life. There's a lot to do here, a lot to explore here. But for right now, we're going to visit a larger garden, the garden of knowledge. The garden of all the beliefs of the universe. You may or may not be able to see all those beliefs, but they're there. There's a path that leads from your garden to the garden of knowledge. Find that path and travel it. And soon you'll be there. You'll come to some kind of entrance. If it's a door, open it. If it's a gate, open it. If it's a wall, crawl over it. There's always a way to get into the garden of knowledge. Nothing can stop you. When you enter the garden of knowledge, just be aware of what you see and what you hear, what you can touch and what you can feel. Now in the garden of knowledge, you're looking for one belief. It doesn't matter whose belief it is. It doesn't matter what the belief is in terms of words. You're looking for a symbol that represents one belief, that if you can change that belief, you can change your life the way you want it to be. Wander around that garden, and at some point something will attract your attention. Whatever that is the symbol of the belief that can change your life. And go to that symbol. Whether it's an object, whether it's a plant, even if it's an animal, who knows what it is, however it appears, use your own mind, use your own imagination, use your own creativity, and change that symbol into something better. Again, you don't have to know what the belief is or exactly what the symbol represents. All you need to know is that it represents a belief that can change your life if you change the symbol. So make that change. You can call upon help if you want. You can call up any kinds of tools you might need. You can do it with your hands. You can do it with your words. Use whatever you need to make that change. And even if it looks good, change it to something that makes you feel good. When you've made that change, when you feel a lot or a little better from the change you've made, then bless that garden of knowledge. Give it a compliment. Tell it how nice it is. Thank it for sharing its space with you. And leave that garden and go back to your own. In your garden, take a look around if you can. Again, touch something and hear something there. Bless your own garden. Thank it for being there. When you're ready, let your spirit come back into this body, into this place, into this time. Move your hands, move your feet, take a deep breath, and open your eyes.